This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Michelle Pisano, MichelleePisano. Date of birth 06/17/1972. Date of appointment 11/14/2023. Requesting physician Emily Atzkon, EmilyEtzkorn. Dear Dr. Atzkon, I have the pleasure of seeing Michelle Pisano today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 51-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman who has a history of migraine since 1/16/2023. She has a history of Epstein-Barr virus also. At that time, she has a headache. Now the headache is two times per week. It starts from the back of the head on the left side and then radiate around the left temple and involve the left frontal region. It is throbbing sharp with nausea, with vomiting, with photophobia, with phonophobia, with lightheadedness. No visual phenomena. Sleep helps her. She tried Topamax in the past without any help. She tried some other medication which she doesn't remember the name. Presently, she is taking amitriptyline, which is helping. She is also taking Loratap for as needed basis. She was on prednisone also. Past medical history, Epstein-Barr virus, asthma, GERD, migraine, past surgical history, C-section, hysterectomy, gastric lab bending, allergy to Keflex, medication, imipramine, omeprazole, vitamin D, vitamin C, Xanax, Loratap. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, occasionally drink alcohol. She is an ex-marijuana user. She is a retired LPN. She is married but separated and lives with the son. She had four children, one committed suicide. Family history, mother alive with lupus. Epilepsy, stroke, COPD, asthma, neuropathy, father disease, had DVT, two sister, one with lupus, two brother, both disease, one with overdose of the drugs and other diet in line of duty in the police in Florida. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, ICR, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, lightheadedness, memory loss, anxiety, back pain, loss of orgasm. Physical examination, blood pressure 130/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present. Next couple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5/5, except left hand grip is 4.5/5, deep tender reflexive 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pain break and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 51-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, migraine. Number two, left occipital neuralgia. Number three, carpal tunnel syndrome on the left side. Number four, back pain. Number five, anxiety. Number six, memory loss. Number seven, lightheadedness. Next paragraph. As patient is happy with the imipenem, I advise her to keep on taking that medication. I offer to start Imitrex, but patient does not want it. She is saying that she is taking Loratap PRN, which is helping her. I inform her that Loratap is not a migraine medication, it's a pain medication. But still she insisting on taking that medication. For left hand weakness, I would like to order the EMG of the upper extremities. I would like to see her back in my office when this test will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.